This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Dave is here for Blown Off. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
You are welcome. We had nothing better to do. I'll be 100% honest with you. But also, we want to help. Tell us what's going on. You're getting blown off by somebody, I take it?
I am.
What's her name?
Her name's Allison.
Oh, okay.
It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Allison.
Totally.
Yeah.
She is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life.
Really? Okay. Where did you meet her?
I met her at the...
Oh, yeah? That's okay. Nice.
All right, great.
I saw her from across the room. She looked like an angel at the buffet, you know?
Are you making this up?
Does I know really as corny as that sounds, but my God, we kind of hit it off.
That's very sweet.
Did you spoon her grits onto her plate for her, or...?
Well, it wasn't grits, but it was meatballs and spaghetti.
Okay.
I actually went over and I sat down with her and her mom, and we hit it off. I mean, needless to say, I asked her out again.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't your date?
No.
Oh, so how did your date go?
Oh, it was the best date ever, man.
What did you guys do?
Well, she likes to dance, and she likes Moscow Mules.
Okay. So good combination. Did the date end? How did the date end? Did it end with, you know, a little smoochy smooch or something?
Well, I was a perfect gentleman. It ended fine, you know, and I tried calling her back the next day. And, you know, she wouldn't call me back.
Right. Because okay. You're getting blown off.
Right.
So, hold on. So, anyway, she, I finally got a hold of her, and she said she was busy. And I said, well, why don't we go out this weekend? And she said she couldn't. She had something that she was doing out of town, you know.
Are you crying? And,
are you okay, dude?
Are you all right?
I'm all right. I just need a second, please. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Anyway.
Did you cry on your date by any chance?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking this could be a really short blown off if you did. Okay, so you called her back, and what did she say?
She just said, you know, we'd have to get together later when she wasn't busy, but she just hasn't been returning my phone calls.
Okay.
All right.
I was hoping that maybe, you know, I know you guys do that, and maybe you'll do it for me. And,
yeah, we're going to do it. So we're going to call her now and find out why she's tormenting you this way. Okay, Dave?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You hang on the line, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is Allison available?
Yes, this is Allison.
Allison, hi, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE in Jacksonville.
Hi.
Hi. We host the morning show.
Are you calling me?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We had a question for you about a guy. Can you answer a guy question quickly?
I guess. What guy?
His name is Dave.
Oh, my God. Dave?
You met him at the buffet.
Yeah, I did. Okay, what do you want to know about Dave?
Well, he said that he really liked you and you guys, like, went out and stuff, and you're blowing him off now, and he wants to know why.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we went out, but did he tell you what actually happened on our date?
No.
He gave me a ring and asked me to marry him. On our first date.
Excuse me?
Wait, what? No way.
He gave me a ring and asked me to marry him.
You're being serious.
On your first date.
Totally serious.
Allison, it wasn't an engagement ring. It was a promise ring.
Oh, my God. Is that him? Dave?
Allison, it's Dave. Why aren't you calling me back?
Dave, I think you know.
Dave, hold on. Dave?
Yeah.
You asked Allison to marry you on your first date?
No, it wasn't like that at all. I mean, not right away anyway.
Did you give her a ring?
It was a promise ring.
What the hell?
Hang on one second. Dave, what exactly? You had a ring with you, too? Is this something you've been planning since the buffet?
No, not at all. Allison's got to know she is beautiful. And she is my everything. It wasn't an engagement ring, guys. It was a promise ring.
Dude, it was your first date. You're kidding, right?
But it was really creepy.
Like, I understand you have, like, legitimate feelings for her, but that's, like, way too much for the first time ever hanging out with a girl.
What were you promising her with the ring, Dave?
Oh, we'd be serious. We wouldn't see other people, you know? I wasn't trying to be creepy or scare her off, you know?
Are you crying again? Because that's kind of creepy.
No, I got something in my eyes.
Yeah, he does this.
I feel bad for him, kind of.
Allison, so what happened? Like, what happened? Did he, in the middle of the date, he just says, hey, by the way, will you marry me, or?
Near the end of the date, and, you know, we'd been having an okay time, but then all of a sudden, he kneels down and pulls out his ring.
It was the best time of my life.
Like, and knelt down.
You, like, proposed to her then. Did you do that, Dave?
I was trying to just solidify the relationship, and we don't have to get married right away.
Right.
It takes a month or two, you know?
A month or two?
A month or two? Are you out of your mind, Dave? I don't even know you.
Ah, but you smell so good.
What?
Wait, what?
No.
Allison, did you take the ring? What did you do?
Yeah, I took the ring, and, like, I'm in my house, like, looking at this, like, what just happened? He was so emotional giving it to me. I didn't feel right, like, not taking it, but I will absolutely send it to him. Give me an address, Dave. I will mail it to you.
All right, so Allison, there's no future for the two of you, I'm guessing.
No.
Dave, maybe next time just take it a little bit slower, and then you could really get to know each other instead of, you know, trying to get married on the first date.
Allison, you're my soulmate. Please don't.
No, don't think so. Sorry.
I don't know about that.
I do not think I'm your soulmate.
Yeah, typically both people feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. Not if you're a bird, get the hell away from me.
Right.
Hang on 1 second. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. This is the Big A Morning Mess.